I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan speed. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right.
Girl.
It's a little bit after 2:30 on a Tuesday. It's time for some afternoon jub, and we are graced in studio by one George Dunham.
I mean, are we doing this or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, we are doing this.
Do it right.
All right.
And why are you still hanging around Dallas a little bit? Usually you're up at Dunham Manum.
That's just what Dunham I do. Manor. I just hang around Dallas a little bit. And guess what I had for lunch?
Margaritas.
Enchiladas.
Chicken fajitas.
How about that?
All right.
We
chicken
go.
No lies here.
I may have fajita shirt.
Or fajita jeans.
Yeah,
oh, that'll good stick with you. I'm pretty sure I'd perpetually have fajita jean.
Well, we have
I got it.
We have silly things to get to you with, okay, but I do want to say I was in tears this morning during Musical Musers.
Oh,
on a very serious note, that was that had to be tough to do, and I know
it was.
We get an emotional George sometimes, but you had every reason to be, and I thought that was absolutely touching.
I've been waiting for almost 3 months to tell that story, and I still couldn't get through it, but I thought it was important just because, you know, ticket stock. I talked to a number of people who have either an illness or their loved one has gone through something. And, we all go through it, and I've already received a lot of really incredibly nice messages from the P1. But the other thing was it was a significant story in my life.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that goes on. You know, the storyboard of my life is one of the coolest things ever.
And Gordo just jams it right in the ditch with horny next.
He couldn't come up with a better tease than that, but, you know, that's just kind of par for the course.
Pretty great, too.
Well, with the awkward tease, and now if we can segue any way we can. Well, we were talking about off air, and we've brought it up a few times this week. We talked about it in our opening segment yesterday, but we had a lot to get to today. So Sean had a consultation with the tattoo guy yesterday because he said for 14 years now that whenever the Rangers win the World Series, he's getting the box score tattooed on his back.
It's amazing.
It's happening today at 5 p.m.
We're going to training or spring training next week. So we want to get it done so we can show Travis Jankowski his name on the back and everybody. Yeah. Bochy's back there. So you're getting it done today.
That's the plan. I found a PDF, or the Morning News sent me a PDF. I blew it up, and it's the size I want, and they're going to make a stencil out of it, and there's a lot of zeros and numbers and a lot of lines. They said like 2 hours. This is going to take a while.
Yeah.
My guess
would be 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about tattoos.
See.
But that's just a lot of things to draw.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It seems.
Is that how you do it? I don't know.
Kind of fast because you're kind of just writing, but you have to do it in that style where it's like the Dallas Morning News.
You want the proper font.
It's probably about 14-point font, I'd say, somewhere around there.
But it got
it's going to look great.
Is Mino and Evan Grant going with you?
Huh?
Or Mino and Evan Grant going with you?
Oh, to the tattoo parlor?
To the tattoo. Now
somebody's got to shave your back, right?
Evan's in surprise. I can call Norm and he can shave
you. You should do it.
Back.
Do you think he would shave your back if you asked him?
Norm?
Yeah.
Absolutely, he would. Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
He's got nothing.
You've done it before for, what was that, GBL?
Yeah.
A few years.
Around 2010,
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Same
How
time
long
I
did
made
that
this?
Take? Did that take 3 hours?
I mean, it's like a forest back there.
Like mowing the yard.
Weed whacker.
Need a machete to get through the...
Just starts bleeding.
The high rough.
That's good, pal.
But it got us thinking about all the bet payoffs you've had to endure over
I've
the
had
years.
A bunch.
And the ones that jumped to mind was Jeb Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
That was relatively recent.
Yeah.
50 Shades was one. Living in the studio, that was my idea.
You slammed deliciously.
Jeb Hawk was great because you just threw that one out there.
Yeah.
With really no incentive.
I felt so safe. They were 3-5. Never before in Cowboy history had they made the playoffs after losing 5 of their first 8 games. That'd be a son of a gun if they didn't rally.
And they trade for Amari Cooper.
And they trade for Amari Cooper.
And the offense wakes up.
I think you were kind of fired up to get the Jeb Hawk. Were you a little excited for that when you knew it was going to happen? Because we had the day set. We had the countdown. We knew it was going to go on.
Yeah. No, I had a lot of trepidation about that. But as it turned out, my lesson I learned from that was no one really cares what your hairstyle or your beard is or if you have a tattoo on your back. We all worry about that. And I've basically had the same hairstyle since I was 4. Nobody cares. Gordo always, should I shave my beard? Okay, fine. Shave it. No one cares, really.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We all think people are looking at us way more than they actually are.
Right.
You can wear a gorilla suit. Nobody really. Yeah. Everybody kind of noticed, but.
But all that insecurity during your youth gets baked in because you're worried about getting.
I don't want to be too different.
Handed to you at school.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't worry about it. And, you got to be careful with a mustache.
You don't want it to be too short. Yeah.
You don't want a chaplain. Right.
Like the guy we saw at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Hitler.
SBH.
Hashtag SBH. Davey posted that.
He did.
He did look like him.
Yeah, he really did.
And then he posted up a follow-up. Did you see the follow-up photo?
I don't know if I did
or
not.
He was dragging his luggage behind him, and he said war gold.
If you're that guy, or if you just kind of...
And he was everywhere. He was at every party, every press conference.
Do you think anyone's ever told him, dude, you kind of... Kind of look like a dictator. And if you did look a little bit like Hitler, maybe 50%.
Right.
Like you have the mustache, but it's not the chaplain. It's full mustache, but the hair and the, just your kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I think somebody would want, I would want someone to tell me.
Right.
If you have a booger hanging, I want someone to tell me.
Yes.
If I look kind of like Hitler, I want Monty to be like, bro, you kind of look like Hitler.
You're putting out some Mussolini vibes. Yeah. Right now.
Or if your zipper's down. We'll tell you, George.
Right, that's another one. It was down again this morning.
You good now?
Same pair.
Did you angle the zipper handle down?
That is, if y'all look that up,
yeah, you lock
it matters.
You lock the zipper.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought I was crazy.
No.
You put the zipper facing down when you pull them up?
Okay. Yeah, see there?
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's up, it could go back down.
Gravity. That is a public fear of mine. Like when we're on stage at Ticket Stock, it wasn't this year because I wasn't wearing pants, but I get up there and
the
always
gorilla suit didn't have a zipper.
It all the way up top.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had to check up there, but I feel like I'm just kind of like grabbing at my zipper to make sure it's up. If it's down, you can't win.
No, you can't just casually zip
gone
it up.
Too far.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of afternoon job, and our ticker man, Lando, partied with us after Time Wasters.
I saw the picture of him eating beans.
Okay.
Oh, you did? Oh,
we were going to ask
you. I was wondering if you've seen this.
Have you seen my art but ticket tweet? Have you seen the art but sports account?
Art
where
but
they
sports
take,
is great.
They take and they get a classic painting. So I did that with the Lando bean picture. And it's this, I don't know what that's from. It's just, I just Googled.
Why do I
someone
look
eating?
I look like a cave
beans.
Troll.
He does look like something out of, I don't know.
He
Lord
looks
of the Flies or something.
Yes.
I don't know, something.
He looks like he's about to ask you a riddle.
Yes.
like
you can't pass until you answer my riddles 3.
We need Lando's riddles every day. Before we end the show, we have to answer a riddle from
Lando.
You want
this bite of food? I'm in an inquisitive mood. I am Lando.
He sold the beans to me, though. He made me think that those were good beans that he was eating.
They were good.
What was going on? Asking a question.
Well, here's what was going on. I was sitting next to Ham. That's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. That explains
Ham's
going to
take the most uncomfortable picture possible. So, that explains that.
Was there some brisket in there at least?
It was bacon infused.
Okay.
It was good. They were good beans.
Bacon infused
beans and mead.
Mead.
After Ticket Stock.
Spiced ale and beans.
Do you have a least favorite picture that people find funny?
The one that ended up on the shirt at Ticket Stock that you and Ham couldn't get over a couple of years ago. That
Ham
was on every screensaver up here. It was me.
Oh, was it the
looking like I may have had some special needs or something?
Now I think I remember. Yeah,
one where I'm on with Ducey, and I think I'm just got this really dumb look on my face and look like a mummy.
Like you might have just ruined your underwear on accident.
Yeah, I may have. Yeah,
not again. It's only
guys,
Tuesday.
Everywhere I went in the office, that screensaver was up there of me in the studio and in there too.
Do you laugh at the cray tray picture like I do every single day when I look in the control room?
Yeah, I do.
You want to talk about
Citizen
art.
Kane cray
that
tray?
Is amazing.
Like as good as Lando's bean photo is, Citizen
is that black and white?
Citizen cray tray is.
Why is that black and white?
I don't know.
I think that's just how it printed. It's the ticket printer.
He doesn't have any color to him.
Man, I think the Lando picture is pretty hard to beat. Do you have one, Sean?
Yeah, there's one of me rubbing my hands together on Deucey. There, what is it about Deucey's show?
I don't know.
And I'm making like this weird like look on my face like I'm really dastardly or something.
There was that one in the picture of me and Hala in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I hated that one, too.
Why?
I don't
know.
They
were dressed the same.
I just, yeah, pretty much. We look like two
cowboy
homeless guys who smelled like ground beef hugging each other.
Well, Mino has homework for you. And it's okay, for me, too, because I haven't seen this movie. But next week, we want to break this whole thing down.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie Strays?
No.
It is a...
Oh, wait.
It's a live-action animal movie, but...
It's like Chris Rock and...
It's Jamie Foxx.
It's a different
Okay, Jamie Foxx.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's gonna.
Okay,
we'll move on. Kind of... Will Ferrell is the main dog, and
it's talking.
Will
animals,
Arnett,
though.
Yeah,
it's talking animals,
and it is dirty.
Yeah.
It is very dirty and hilarious.
Okay.
I watched. It was on Peacock at first because it was. I watched it after the Chiefs game that was on there on the divisional round. I was like, I'll watch this Strays movie. Laughed my ass off.
I remember when the previews came out. I was like, God, I gotta see that.
And if you're a dog person, I won't spoil anything. Most dog movies, there's a dog that dies and it's sad. No dogs die.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Okay, good.
But it does make you kind of emotional.
Really?
Yeah. Like it has, it's stupid as hell, but it makes you feel something too. It's good. Justin's seen it.
It's like a John Hughes movie.
From the makers of Cocaine Bear and 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
All
21
bangers.
Jump Street was funny. Yeah, I never saw a Cocaine Bear, believe it or not.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it's on, what did we say? It's on Amazon
Prime
now?
Prime Video.
It's free, so you can.
So Thursday Night Football.
Hour and a half.
Have I ever given you the storyboard for my bear movie?
No.
No, but.
Go on.
Please. Please do.
Okay, well, we went to this dude's house, my kids and I did, and this was only like 4 or 5 years ago, and he had gone to Alaska, and he shot a Kodiak Brown. It was 9 feet tall, and he had it stuffed. And all I could do looking at this bear was think, could you imagine him at defensive tackle? I told it to my son, and we started laughing about it, and man, we storyboarded it out. He dominates so much, but he's, you know, he doesn't like kill people. He doesn't use his teeth or his paws, but he learned football at a young age, and he's really good. And then Goodell has to come down and say that the Bears can only he plays for the Bears.
Okay.
That he can only
he was a
play.
Cowboy line up on side all the time.
Right. Hey. Yeah. It wouldn't work. They wouldn't take him because he wasn't their definition of a three technique. So he went to Chicago.
Some red flags.
Not a scheme fit.
He and Khalil Mack get along really great.
Zimmer wasn't the D coordinator yet, so they didn't want a big.
Right. Yeah. See,
line.
It almost writes itself. And so Goodell said that you can only use him 20 plays a game. And the Chicago fans just couldn't wait, you know, until it was fourth and short, and bomb, 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 but here comes the bear.
And he blows up the tush push.
Yeah, and he blows it up. Nobody can stop it until he lined up at defensive tackle. Okay, we're off to a good start.
Okay.
What does Monty think? Thumbs up? I know Ham loves it.
I'd watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm kind of curious about the Bears accessories. Is he wearing gloves to make sure?
Like a neck roll?
Yeah, like he... Got the old the Dexter Coakley neck roll.
Neck roll.
Sure what his face roll. Mask looks like. The plays you put him in.
He's
like
got a huge cage.
Okay.
Or maybe,
save him for
maybe
third
he
downs.
Has a single bar and the snout goes out between the single bar.
What
and
if
the
snoot is offside and it costs him the game? The people in Chicago
look at the
revolt.
Replay here.
And he's playing at Soldier Field, so you just see the breath. Like,
oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be great? He walks off the bus.
They're calling him soft because he's wearing sleeves.
He's got his headphones on.
He's throwing around.
We
Trent
did have
Williams.
That on there.
Man.
He's got Dre's.
We got to work on this. This is awesome.
Okay.
Man, I think that was a good segment,
so
Jeff.
Next week, Strays.
Okay, Strays by next
Jubb.
Week.
Yes.
Okay, can't wait.
So it's 2:50. Jubb, you can stick around if you want because we have some Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Bob doesn't like it if I stick around.
We'll find out
away.
Next. Okay.